We're doing the chapter currently on the obligation to command one's family, one's children, those in one's care to obey Allah Ta'ala and to prohibit them from disobeying Him. And also training them and forbidding them from indulging in the prohibited. In other words, training the young children and teaching them what is right, what is wrong from a young age. Today's hadith and Ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma qal, Sami'atu Rasulallah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yaqul, Kullukum ra'in wa kullukum mas'oolun an ra'iyatihi. Al-imam ra'in wa mas'oolun an ra'iyatihi. Wal-rajul ra'in fi ahlihi wa mas'oolun an ra'iyatihi. Wal-mar'atu ra'iyatun fi bayti zawjiha wa mas'oolatun an ra'iyatiha. Wal-khadimu ra'in fi mali sayyidihi wa mas'oolun an ra'iyatihi. Fakullukhi. A very beautiful hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam teaching us responsibility. In what a beautiful way Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is teaching us responsibility. You can have all the rules in place and all the laws in place, but there are always people and there's always ways to bypass every rule and to bypass every law. But when it comes to having Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in mind and keeping Him there and keeping Akhirat in mind and always having this as a backdrop that whatever I do, I have to be answerable to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then the level of responsibility becomes much more serious, because now there is no way to bypass. So this is what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in this hadith is doing. He's teaching us that every person has got some type of responsibility that Allah Ta'ala has given him, but there's no chance of bypassing this responsibility that you have been given, because the day is coming when you will be asked about this responsibility, and there's no opportunity of bypassing any rule, any regulation, getting any attorney. So therefore this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is teaching every person that you have a responsibility and how to fulfill it. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma narrated, I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, each one of you is a shepherd and each one of you is answerable for his flock. The leader is a shepherd in the imam, the leader. He is a shepherd and he is answerable for his flock. The man is a shepherd over his family and he is answerable for his flock. In English we loosely translate it as flock. It doesn't mean a flock of sheep. But what it means is those people that are under his responsibility, Allah Ta'ala is going to ask him that this was this family you had, these were the children you had, what values did you put into them? These were your staff that you had, these were the people around you that you had that were under you, what values did you instill in them? How did you take care of them? So this is what this hadith is saying, that the leader, the imam, is a shepherd and he's answerable for his flock. The man is a shepherd over his family and he's answerable for his flock. A woman is a shepherd over her husband's house and is answerable for her flock. In other words, the things of the house, the things of the home, her izzat, the respect, all that Allah Ta'ala is going to ask her about, that you were in charge, how did you look after it? The servant is a shepherd over his master's wealth and he's answerable for his flock. In other words, this is the thing that he's responsible for. This is what he will be asked about. And then in the end, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, all of you are shepherds and each one of you is answerable for his flock. In other words, each one of you, you've got some type of responsibility. Nobody is free. If even the servant is going to be asked, then how can anybody else, the person who's a slave, he's going to be asked, and how anybody above him can feel that they are going to get away scot-free by not being asked by what Allah Ta'ala has given them in terms of responsibility. So this responsibility is something that we have to lead from the front. We have to show it and then teach it to our children, that they, from young age, they got to be responsible. Allah Ta'ala has made certain things that are good. We should show it to them, teach it to them, how we did in the previous hadith. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, practically, yesterday's hadith, practically sitting with that young child, his foster child, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is sitting with him, teaching him to say Bismillah before you eat, and then eat with the right hand. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam addressing him with good words, Ya Ghulam. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling him that eat from the side that is closest to you. So practically teaching them that this is the way you do things. So when a person does this, automatically that love of it will be instilled. So the Sahabi says, he says that from that day onwards, right till the day I died, many years later, after Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, I didn't give up that practice that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught me. So this shows us that when you teach young children certain things, these things stay with them for a very long period, and we will be getting all that reward. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. As we know, brothers, big days are also days of that we can earn great reward, and also days that when a person commits gunas in these days, the gunas also are multiplied. So we should be very careful. One side is our actions must be good, The other side, we must be extra careful that we save ourselves from any type of guna. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah, bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wassalamun ala al-mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.